Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, we have another quickie session for you, so I know you're excited. Today's topic, refinancing tips.
I'm excited, man, because this is one of my favorites. I'm getting that funny feeling in my stomach for this quickie.
Hey.
We're talking about refinancing.
Absolutely. All right, let's get started. So, Dion, let's get a definition. Can you define refinance?
Absolutely, Maddie Matt. I'm going to give you a quick one.
Perfect. Even better.
So to refinance is basically to finance something again. So typically with a new loan at a lower interest rate.
Very simple, man. Not to cut you off, the lady with the facts. I'm just excited about this topic. And just so people know, once again, this show is about creating a wealth mindset. And wealthy people or successful people understand that in any current market condition, there's an opportunity. You know, this current COVID market, it's been a not so good experience for most of us, but people are looking at the opportunity of taking advantage of the low interest rates. You know, the Warren Buffetts of this world, when everyone is selling, Matt,
right,
he's buying. And when everybody's buying,
he's selling.
He's selling. Yeah.
But know what I love, Sean, that you said there? Because I find that word is intimidating at times, can be overwhelming. So I love the fact you said, look at it as an opportunity. You know, so maybe people will be more encouraged to actually look into it. I just want to throw that in there.
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at interest rates, they're historically low right now. You're not going to look back 20 years from now like, oh my God, I refinanced. And guess what rate they gave me? 3%. Like, it's not going to get that much better. You're going to, even if they go down to 1%, you're still going to know that you got off. You know, interest rates on houses at 1.80s were like 16% higher, if not higher. So you're getting like historically low rates. And it not only is a good time to refinance, just throw it in there, it's also a great time to buy.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Sean. So historically, the rule of thumb is that refinancing is a good idea if you could lower your interest rate by at least 2%. And some lenders say 1% savings is enough of an incentive to refinance, according to an article from Investopedia.
Exactly. You know, you can lock into a 30-year rate that's very low. And locking to a low, very low interest rate can protect you against inflation. It means if prices jump and interest rates climb, you'll already be locked in and your most expensive bill, which in most people will be your mortgage, will not be affected.
Also, refinancing, you can reduce your monthly payments.
Yeah, save hundreds of dollars and maybe thousands in monthly payments by refinancing.
But just want to put that out there. There's always a cost to everything that you do. There's a cost of doing business, right?
The lady with the facts.
So refinancing can cost anywhere between 2-5% of the loan principal, right?
Absolutely.
And don't forget, it requires the appraisal, the title search, the application fee. So it's important for the homeowner to really, determine whether it is wise to refinance or not. And most importantly, credit. You're going to have at least decent credit to actually get approved for our refinance.
Yeah, you're right. Credit affects everything. Credit affects your The term credit is always the driving force behind everything and every deal when it comes to this kind of, when it comes to refinance. So yeah, you may be able to get away with decent credit getting a refinance, but you may not get favorable terms and loans. You may have to pay points and extra because of your not so good credit. So be mindful. The better your credit score is, the better terms you're going to get with regards to refinancing. And one thing I love about my favorite part of refinancing, and once again, I say it in every show, this is a generational wealth building show, is that it's a key component in really to building generational wealth by having a cash out component of refinance, meaning that if your value, that what you owe to the bank and what your property is worth, the difference is called equity. And most banks will give up to 70% of that money back to you, that you can use hopefully to acquire other assets, to buy another house, to buy an investment property, you know, those sort of things. I always say, you know, your first people that own multiple properties, they really only paid for one, the most likely. They've leveraged their current property to purchase other properties. And I would say, you know, keep a 75-25% rule in my head, where meaning that if when I pull out equity, 75% of it is going to be used to do another investment, and maybe 25% of it can use to pay off my current debt, to give myself a trip or something that I want to enjoy. But you should be reinvesting at least 3/4 of that back into something.
That's a good rule. Thanks for that, Sean.
No problem. You got a lot of them. You want more?
Slow down now. This is a quickie session. So on that note, Sean, suppose my credit is bad or not so good. Is this even an option for me?
Well, I want to say this on a higher level, on a macro level. So many people reach out to me and they have bad credit scores and they feel imprisoned by their bad credit score. I don't want you to feel imprisoned and think that you can't do anything. It's the end of the world. I want you to still be aggressive in trying to find better deals while trying to better your credit score. So I would say to that, Matt, there's some people that I've met where they have a super high interest rate on the current mortgage and they can get out of it and not get the lowest, the premium rate, but they can get a rate that's lower than what they're paying now and still saving themselves money. So I'd say no, bad credit. America doesn't refuse you. It just tags you and prices you differently based on your credit history.
I think you freed a lot of people, Sean, who may be just intimidated, living in fear right now. You know?
Credit imprisonment.
Yeah.
It's like the Harriet Tubman of credit.
Come follow
producer
me.
Producer note.
For Canada. Come to the Underground Railroad, Railroad.
That's hilarious. back to the show though. What about the process? This could be a lengthy process to refinance. Can it?
Yeah, Paige. Give you a stat on that, Matt. So typically it's about 60 to 120 days to a lot, the back and forth involved with the process.
You know, just to highlight what you're saying, Dion, I have great credit score, and I'll say great credit score because I do. And I'm applying for refinance since February, and we're now end of July. Happy belated birthday to Dion. And I'm still going through the process. And all I can tell you is it's a patient man's game. And just whatever they ask for the documents, just keep presenting them to it. Keep pushing the envelope. And eventually you'll see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
So also, Sean, when you do get this refinance, this new mortgage, it's a new mortgage commitment in terms of the years, like you could be adding years to your commitment. Correct.
So just to add to what you're saying, Matt, is that when you get a new mortgage commitment, so for example, if you've been 10 years into your current mortgage and you refinance back to the same terms, meaning like a 30-year term, you're resetting the clock. Your payments may be less, but then you have 30 years additional now of payments. You can go down to a lower term of payments, meaning from a 30-year mortgage to a 15-year mortgage, but that means your payments are going to be higher. So those are things you have to take in consideration. And also with the equity part of it as well, it's a loan, so it's not free money. Once again, I'll say it's not free money. No, but if used wisely, it helps build that generational wealth, like I said. And just so you understand, the Warren Buffetts, they know how to manage debt and use debt appropriately. And I always believe if your investment covers the cost of your debt, then it's a good investment. So understand that debt can be used wisely, and this is the equity from the refinance to use and propel yourself. But if you're just using it to vacation in Vegas, then you're taking on debt that it's not working for you.
So, Sean, are there any other fees that we need to discuss other than the interest?
Yeah, banks like to charge what we call points, and they'll just throw it out there quickly. Oh, this loan is 2 points. Oh, this loan is 1 point. And that's 2% of your mortgage, of the cost of whatever your mortgage balance is going to be, or 1%. And that's a very negotiable thing. It depends on your relationship, your credit score, but you should always try to negotiate the points. And even every fee, you know, before I even go to closing, I always ask my attorney for a list of all the costs associated, because if you wait till you get to closing, it's so overwhelming, you'll get lost. So you kind of take a breath, have the bank, your attorney send you over all the costs associated with this loan, and go through every line item with your banker. Even if it seems like self-explanatory, just have them explain it. And, you know, my favorite word term is, can this be waived? Ah, the one time they wanted to charge me for the bank's attorney to drive from Long Island to Brooklyn and charge me $500. And I asked them, how are they driving? Are they flying? What I'm getting from, you know, so break it down, explain to me, and I got it waived. So, you know, you can negotiate.
Ooh, these are the premium tips you get when it's the two black guys. I'm taking that.
All right, well, that brings us to the close of another quickie session. I hope you all enjoyed it. I know I did. And I'm Matt Smith, one half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Here you go.
I'm my pearls right now. And my name is Dion Nichols, the lady with the history, the stats, and the cold, hard facts. And I'm out.
And I'm Sean Linda, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And I'm out of this quickie, Matt and Dion. And as I say every week, keep your money in your damn pocket, people. I'm out.
With good credit.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.